In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, today the scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. The passage he is referring to is the one we heard in last week's gospel. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, therefore he has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and release to prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Recall that Jesus has just been baptized in the River Jordan by John the Baptist, and that the Holy Spirit appeared in the form of a dove to rest upon him. Jesus has now entered publicly into the role of a prophet and the great prophetic tradition of Israel. That tradition includes Isaiah, whom he is quoting here. It also includes Jeremiah, who, as we heard in the first reading, was called to be a prophet before he was formed in the womb. And it also includes the great prophets of the northern kingdom, Elijah and Elisha, whose miraculous deeds are referred to in today's gospel. But Jesus is not only a prophet, he has been anointed by the Lord. And we remember that the word for anointed one in Hebrew is Messiah. In ancient Israel, kings were anointed, as we read in the story of Samuel and David, and also priests were anointed, as we read in the anointing of Aaron and his sons in Exodus 29. So in this gospel passage, Jesus is claiming to be all of the three major figures in the history of Israel, a prophet, a priest, and a king. We as Christians know that if anything, such claims do not do justice to the power and majesty of Jesus as the eternal Son of God. But it all seems a bit much to the people of Nazareth, Jesus' hometown, where he has always been known as the son of Joseph the carpenter. Jesus is here challenging the people to look at him in a new way and to recognize in him the voice of God, proclaiming the good news of salvation to the poor and sick and those in prison. He is asking them to understand the true meaning of the year of favor of the Lord. That is the sabbatical year, when every seventh year the land was to be allowed to lie fallow so that the soil could be replenished and the poor and even the wild animals could eat their fill. He is also referring to the great Jubilee year, which occurred every 50 years, when debts were to be forgiven and indentured servants and slaves set free, and all the land was to be restored to its original owners. Jesus challenges the people not to ask for miracles, but to act with justice and mercy. And he deliberately refuses to work any miracles in Nazareth because the people there have no faith. Faith, in the Christian understanding, is the necessary precondition for miraculous events to take place. Miracles are a sign that faith is present, but they do not cause faith. Rather, faith causes miracles. And not just any faith, but faith in the love of God, which is the source of all compassion and justice. As St. Paul tells us in that beautiful reading from the first letter to the Corinthians, love never fails, prophecies will cease, tongues will be silent, knowledge will pass away. There are in the end three things that last, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.